Let's read verses 37 through 45. Our Lord said, well, verse 36, He said unto a multitude that came, He said, "You also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, 'I came down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be all taught of God.' Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." If there's a key verse in these verses, it's verse 45. It is written in Isaiah 54:13, "And they shall be all taught of God." Isaiah writes it this way, "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And every man," our Lord said, "therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." And Isaiah wrote, "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children who come to Christ." All of God's elect, all of God's chosen people, all of God's children who are begotten by Him, chosen by Him, begotten of Him, adopted by Him, they are taught of God. They're taught by God Himself, God the Holy Spirit. Our Lord said He is the Spirit of truth. We're going to see that in John 14 and 16. He's going to say that "I will send Him and He'll lead you and guide you into all truth." What's all truth? Christ said, "I'm the truth." He's going to take the things of mine and show them unto you. The Spirit of truth, all of God's children are taught of God, the truth of God, who God is. "This is life eternal," our Lord said, "that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom he hath sent." Christ said, "The Father sent me to do something." All of my people know this. They know the true God. They know the true Christ. They know why he came. They know for whom he came. They know what he did. They know where he is now. All of God's people are taught the truth about man. They're taught the truth of salvation. All of God's people. There are no exceptions. Didn't he say that? All. They shall all be taught of God. There are no gray areas when it comes to the truth of who God is and what man is and how man is saved. Is there? Oh, no. God's people all know. They're taught. And he said, "Everyone that hath heard and learned of the Father comes to me." Comes to Christ, because they're taught of God. Christ is all. He's all. Now, nothing could be plainer. Our Lord's words could not be plainer or clearer in these verses. As I said before, this is a good time to be sitting here, listening to John chapter 6. I told one of the brethren, I was talking to one, well, Brother Marvin. He said, "What are you preaching on Sunday morning, tomorrow morning?" I said, "John 6. He said, "Oh, my. I said, yeah, John 6:37. Oh, we said, I love that part. It's all there, isn't it? Nothing could be plainer or clearer. But most people do not see. They're blind. Most people do not believe. It's hidden. But the few chosen do. The called do. Those who are bought and brought are taught. Verse 37, again, we devoted a whole message to this, didn't we, last Sunday. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And what a blessing, what a comfort this is to you if you have come to Christ, if you've seen your need of Christ and you've come to Him. What a blessing. You must be one of His chosen. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Not for any reason, ever. That's good news, then. That's the good news of the gospel. That all of God's elect, all of God's chosen are given to Christ, who is the covenant head. He is the elect. That's what Isaiah 42 said. Behold, mine elect, my servant, mine elect. He was chosen by God to be the redeemer of his chosen people. And that same chapter, Isaiah 42, our Lord God said, he shall not fail. This is exactly what our Lord is saying. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down not to do mine own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is his will. He sent me to save his people. And hanging on the cross, he said, I finished. It's finished. Those given to Christ, he's the redeemer of his people. And Isaiah said, he shall not fail. And the Lord said in his high priestly prayer in John 17, he said, all that the Father, all that thou hast given me, I have kept. None of them is lost. That's good news now. If you know yourself, all the sheep of God are taught what they are. They know that they're prone to wander. That's what sheep are. Prone to wander, wandering creatures, and they know that they must have a shepherd, a good shepherd, a sovereign shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And they shall come, drawn by God. Didn't our Lord say that? All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And they won't come unless the Father draws them. They're drawn by God the Holy Spirit, sovereignly, powerfully, invincibly. He draws them. He brings them. And what the Holy Spirit of God brings them to is to hear the gospel. My sheep will hear my voice, he said. It's the gospel. It's the truth. Paul said in Ephesians 1, he said, after you heard the word of truth, you trusted it. All hear the word of truth, and they're born again by the word. They're begotten by the Word, James said. They're given a new nature. They're given repentance. They're given faith. All of this is the gift of God to the praise of the glory of it. That gift is great. So all the Father giveth me, he says, shall come to me. And David wrote it a long time before this. He said in Psalm 65, verse 4, blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Or you wouldn't come. No one would come. Our Lord said, no man can come. But if you have come, oh, you're a blessed woman, blessed man. God has chosen you and caused you to approach unto him. He's brought you here this morning. If you've come here to worship the Lord God, the true God, truly, and not just come to go through the motions of religion. If you come here to hear about Christ, who is your hope, who is your salvation, you're a blessed person. You've been chosen by God. Oh, my. Look at verse 38 now. I need to go past John 6:37. No. Oh, what a verse. Oh, I came down from heaven, he said. Verse 38, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will. I will. The Lord keeps saying, I will. I will. I will. He said, this is the Father's will. And I will raise him or her up at the last day. Now, he's talking about God's will. He's talking about his will. Because they are one and the same. Our Lord said that. He said, I and the Father are one. Their will is one. They both have sovereign will. Now, all of God's people are taught of God that Ephesians 1. I quote it to you. I want you to know where it is. Ephesians chapter 1. I quote this quite often, especially in this day and age when the vast majority of people believe that man has a free will. Nothing could be further from the truth. That is a lie. All of God's people are taught of God that it is God that worketh all things after the counsel of his will. All of God's people are taught that. There's no gray area here. They know that. He's the true God. Whoever has free will is God. Do you understand that? Free will. Will means you do what you want to do. That you will do something because you will do it. You and I can't say that. You and I cannot say, I will breathe. I'm going to breathe in the next 30. You don't. The God in whose hands our breath is. We have to say about all things, and our Lord taught us this, you need to say, if God wills. All of God's people know that. Anybody that says that man has a free will, especially a preacher, so-called preacher, doesn't know God. They're all taught of God. That he doeth as he will. With whom he will. What he will. Because he will. He said in Isaiah 43, I will work. And who will let it? Who will prevent me? We can't ever say that about anything. We have a want to. We have a hope to. Not a will. The only will we have is depraved. Here's the only two things we can say we will do. We will sin, and we will die. And nothing else we can say positively that we will do. Nothing. Look at Ephesians 1. And it starts with verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. All right? Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in, he's talking to the church, he's talking to the faithful in Christ Jesus, he's talking to his elect. Verse 4, according as God hath chosen us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Whose will? His will. Nowhere in this book will you say, if you will let God, if you will accept it. Nowhere does it say that. Look at verse 9. He's made known unto us. So you see, they're all taught of God. He's made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. He makes this known to whom he will, and the rest he hardeneth. Right? Which he hath purposed. His will is what he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. What could be clearer? Hey, preacher, why are you saying that? Why would you even ask that? It's God's word. This is his glory. Look at verse 12. That we should be the praise of the glory of his glory who first trusted in Christ. It's all about his glory. That's why God created everything. That's why God saves worthless sinners. Daniel chapter 4. Look over Daniel chapter 4. Daniel 4. Oh, what a chapter this is. Daniel 4. There's an evil, pagan, heathen king named Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian king. And God is so sovereign, so powerful, that, you know, there's not many noble are called. But this man, I believe the Lord saved this man, Nebuchadnezzar. I mean a heathen king. And here's what Daniel was told to tell him in verse Daniel 4, verse 17. He said, this matter is by the decree of the watchers. That's God's word, his prophets. And the demand is by the word of the Holy Ones. That's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to the intent. This is what Daniel was sent to tell this heathen king. That the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Look at the next line. This is relevant. And setteth up over it the basest of men. Whoever reigns at the time and rules, God put them in there. You can protest all you want to. Look at verse 25. He said this, the last line of verse 25. Until thou know, you're going to know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Look at verse 32, the last line of verse 32. You're going to know until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Verse 34, and I, Nebuchadnezzar, said, I found out. He said, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? That's the God of the Bible. That's the true and living God. This is life eternal, to know him. Oh my, look. There's so many scriptures. Isaiah 46, real quickly. Isaiah 46, go back there. Oh, I love these verses. I never tire of reading them or quoting them to you. Isaiah 46, verse 5, the Lord says, Isaiah 46, to whom will ye liken me and make me equal? Compare me, that me may be like. To whom? Look down at verse 9. Now, remember the former things of old. I am God. There is none else. I am God. There is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Remember they asked David in Psalm 115, is it? They said, David, where is your God? They said, here's our God. Isaiah talked about it. He said, they're born, their God's born by them. They carry their God around, their God. They must let him be God. He wants to be their God, so they let him be their God, and they carry him around. And they asked David, "Where's your God?" He said, "Our God is in the heavens, and He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased." That's what makes Him God, he said. That's the meaning of God, isn't it? Absolute, sovereign, reigning and ruling over all. And so our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, said, "I will." This is what I will do. This is the God's will. Go back to John 6. This is God's will. And I was going to have you turn so many other places. God said, "I will work, and who shall let it?" And our Lord said, "I came to do the Father's will. And all that the Father giveth me shall come to me." This is His will. "I came to do His will. And all which He hath given me, I lost nothing, will never lose it, whatever He gives. I will raise them up again." Man is so willingly ignorant that his judgment is so backward. Isaiah 59 said judgment's way backward. Man is so, Peter said in 2 Peter 3, he's so willingly ignorant. The clearest proofs and evidences that God has blinded his mind. God had. Isaiah 6 and other places clearly say that. God sends them strong delusion, for they receive not the truth. God sends them strong delusion. But man has made man to have the will of God doing as he will, and has made God to have the will of man, a want to, a wish, and a hope. 2 Peter 3:9, which so many quote. Most people just know John 3:16 and 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9 is talking to the church. He says four times, "Brethren, brethren, 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 brethren." In verse 9 he says, "God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward," speaking of the brethren, "not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." He's not willing that any of His people should perish. Isn't this what our Lord is saying here? "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." And He said in John 10, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Why? Because it's not God's will that they should perish. Because He works all things after the counsel of His will. If it's God's will, it's going to happen. If it's not God's will, it won't happen. He worketh all that. We get excited about His glory. Man has brought Him down. Man's got, as I said, man has made man into a god and God into a wannabe. And there's no hope in a God like that. No sense in praying to a God who cannot save. They've got Satan more sovereign than God. We need to pray to Satan to quit, leave us alone. No, God does as He will. That's our hope. That's our comfort. This was a lie started back in the Garden of Eden by Satan himself. Well, no, it started long before that. It started in heaven when Satan said this. Satan said this, "I will exalt myself to the stars." And God said, "No, you will not." And Christ was there. He said, "I beheld Satan fall like lightning." Who did it? Christ did. Grabbed him by the tail and threw him down. You will do what? And then he went into the garden and he got the woman alone and said, "Who does God think He is withholding from you? You have a will. You have a choice. Like God, you can do what you will.
Because you will. Who does God think He is limiting your will? She said, I like that. I do have a will and a choice. This is what I will do. And then when she did that, and when Adam did it, plunged this whole human race into darkness, into sin, until our will is depraved totally, where we will not choose good. We will only choose that which is evil. You see, our will is according to our nature. Our will is according to our nature. A lion eats meat. He's a predator, isn't he? You cannot get him to eat grain. You cannot get him to eat straw like the ox. Scripture says he will. One of these days. But a horse eats grain, doesn't it? A horse eats grass. A sheep eats grass. They won't eat meat. It's not their nature. The Scripture says man drinks iniquity like the water. We will do what our nature tells us, and that's all we will do. Unless God changes us. Unless God gives us a new nature. Unless God puts in us a new creature. In Psalm 110, verse 3, what does it say? Somebody in here can quote that. Thy people shall be willing. When? In the day of thy power. When they're born again by the word of God. When they're quickened. When they're given a new nature. When they become a new creature. Then, yes, they will come. Then, yes, they will repent. Then, yes, they will believe. Yes, but it is God that worketh in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You understand that, don't you? Nearly every person in this room understands that. Why? Because God had chosen you. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. One of these days, one of you ladies is going to shout. Irene said it the other day. Her men said, I'd just love to shout one day. I said, please do. Until then, I'll do it for you, okay? Bless God, you know this, don't you? You know the truth. They shall all be taught of God. Who? His children. Oh, my. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. According to He has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Made known unto us the mystery of His will. Quickened us by it. Oh, it's by grace. We were dead in trespasses and sin. But God. This is not just doctrine. This is our salvation. Don't you love it? Let such as love thy salvation, David said. Say, the Lord be magnified. Say it. The Lord be magnified. Say it. The Lord be magnified. And all taught God. And this is the Father's will. I came down not to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me. Not to ask people to do anything, but to do something. For His people. This is the Father's will that sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing. That's my salvation. That's my salvation. This is the word upon which He has caused me to hope. This is the foundation of salvation. If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? This is the foundation. This is the fundamentals of the faith. That God is absolutely sovereign. That He sent Christ to do the work of salvation for His people. And bless God, He did it. And nothing can change it. And all that the Father gave to Him, Christ came and He saved. He laid down His life. He shed His precious blood. Atonement was made. And God promised, when I see the blood, I'll pass over them. He said, I'll send the Holy Spirit and they'll preach the gospel. He'll preach the gospel through His preacher. And they'll all hear and they'll all believe. And they'll all come to Christ. And they're saved. And nothing can change it. And no man will ever pluck them out of my hand. That's my salvation. Is that yours?
Verse 40, this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son. People will never, we haven't seen Christ with these eyes, have we? But I tell you, I have seen Him.
Haven't we? With the eye of faith, haven't we? We've seen His glory. We've seen who He is, not with these eyes, but with the eye of faith, through His Word, through the preaching.
We say it like this all the time. We're talking about the understanding. We're talking about the understanding. We say things like this, I see.
Don't we? When we finally understand, I see.
And this is what the Lord does when new birth is given. A person can come in and they'll sit and they'll hear and they'll read. This perfect person can read like Romans 9, Ephesians 1 or 2. They read this and they read it and read it and read it. And they say, I don't see it that way.
You don't see what way?
I know it's set. Like one person read Romans 9 to somebody out there they were talking to. And the person said, I don't see it that way. He said, well, I just read it to you. He said, well, I don't believe it like you read it.
He said, blind.
And we're all blind until God gives us eyes to see. And then, like my father-in-law, he came and he sat and he read and he said, well, it's from the Bible, but I just don't. And he heard, but he didn't hear. He had ears to hear, but he didn't hear until one day. In God's good pleasure, and the time had come of His new birth. This man was given to Christ before the world began. The Holy Spirit, one day, through that same preacher, Henry Mahan, he heard His voice. And my father-in-law met the preacher at the door, and he said, here's his very words. I see. Him that seeth the Son, seeth who He is. He's not Jesus hanging out. You once thought He was Jesus outside your heart's door. You now know He's the Lord seated on the circle of the earth. You see your need of Him. You see what you are. Helpless, hopeless, weak, frail, dead, doomed. And you see in Him all you need. You see in Him all. Your prophet, your priest, your king, your righteousness, your sanctification, your hope. You see in Him all you see. Christ is all. And you come to Him. That's the Father's will. You come to Him. Lord, save me. He said, I will. He said, I have. That's why He came. That's why He came. He that believeth on the Son hath life. Well, you wouldn't come if you didn't have life already. Boy, I love this. You love this? Oh, my. Where am I? John 6. He said, this is His will. Everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on Him. People, that's all I can do. You know what? That's about all I can do is believe on Christ. Well, He said, they may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. See, I came to save them, and I did. And I went back to glory to ever live to make intercession for them, and I'm coming again to receive them to myself. He said, God said I would come, and I did. God said I wouldn't fail, and I didn't. God said He would save His people, and He did. God said He would rise from the grave, and He did. God said, I've set Him on my holy hill of Zion. I've set Him at the right hand of the majesty on high. And He did. And God said, He's coming again. And He will. And God said, He's going to raise all His people from the grave. And He will. Because He worketh all things after the counsel of His will. Aren't you glad? Okay.